Good morning, welcome to Bible Meditation on Book of Ezra. Today is Tuesday, and we're going to look at chapter 6, verse 13 through 22. On the 12th day of the last month of 515 AD, the temple was completed. About 70 years from the destructions of the temple by the Babylonian in 586, and about 5.5 years after Haggai and Zechariah called the people back to work, God had been faithful to care for his people, and he provided encouragement through the preaching of the prophets, and even used authorities and wealth of a pagan king to further the work. And so it's been a long journey for them, but now the temple is finished. And now, first time after the destruction of the temple, they are now celebrating the Passover. Every Jewish person, they will celebrate three major holidays. That is the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of the Tabernacles. During their years in exile, the people long to worship God once again for some people. And now the temple is finished. Now they can celebrate the holidays for the Jews. It seems like a long time for them, and it was for them, but in the end, God was faithful. That reminds me, in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 23 says this, "Great is your faithfulness." God is faithful to the end. Psalm 39, verse 1 says this, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. I will make known your faithfulness to all generations." And so may you and I remember that we serve a God who is faithful to us. Even though we may not be faithful to God, God's character cannot change, and he will fulfill his plan. He will fulfill his promise that he promised to you. And one day, Jesus will come back. That is his promise to us. And so as we continue to progress in this time of pandemic, may we remember that we have a faithful God. Perhaps today you feel discouraged by what's happening in your life. May you be encouraged to know that his faithfulness is with you, and that he will faithfully provide your needs and guide you and help you in the time of needs. And so may you meditate this passage, Psalm 89, verse 1. "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations." So think about that. Think about the mercies of God. That reminds me what Jeremiah says. In the time of destructions of the temples and the people, Jeremiah was reminded that God's mercy is new every morning. His mercy is new every morning. "And great is thy faithfulness" is a song and prayer that Jeremiah prayed, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23. And so when life is hard, when life seems hopeless, may we put our hope in God, knowing that our God is a faithful God. And so for the Israelites, as they celebrate and as they worship God in the temple now, they are reminded once again, God is faithful to his promise. Well, thank you for your time, and I'll be praying for you, and I will see you tomorrow.